Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wound which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure.
All the labors of my hands could not meet thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone.
Wash me, Savior.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in this land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. Marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen. Tonight we would like to pray for the homeless. We would like to pray for all animals abused and neglected, that through the intercession of Saint Francis they be delivered. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may follow the path of light. We continue to pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus. We continue to pray for Dustin, that he be strong, and for Bishop David, that he's strong, foredestined for himself. We'll pray for Bishop Long, again, continuing to pray for the massive responsibility that he has as presiding bishop. Liz, do you have any prayers?
I would like to pray for those who are traveling this winter that they may have a safe journey. I pray for the relief of the suffering souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their trial.
And for these prayers, and the prayers that we hold within the depths of our hearts, the Church humbly prays.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, send a peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.